KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 50 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for it to be mostly cloudy with a drizzle this morning and a high around 66. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call him at 712-764-6000. Radar does show some light shower activity stretching from Omaha and the Pottawatomie County area, also over down into portions of southwest Iowa, basically the lower three tiers south of Atlantic, and all that activity is moving off to the east. In the news, seven projects in Iowa are sharing just over $660,000 in funding from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to tackle the opioid crisis. The Wayne County Hospital in Corydon, for instance, is using a $150,000 grant to buy an ambulance equipped with special features for opioid treatment. Darren Ralph is the hospital's CEO.
Our oldest model that we have is a 2006 model, and as we look at the reliability pieces of having an ambulance that may respond, whether it be in an opioid crisis or any other ambulance emergency, it's really important that we've got up-to-date equipment.
In the past year, Ralph says they've responded to 770 ambulance calls, and 22 were solely for drug-related emergencies. He says in overdose emergencies, reversal drugs like naloxone need to be managed with care and by skilled hands.
We need to be able to get those drugs to a scene and administer them efficiently. So it's definitely will be helped by having a grant for an ambulance.
Among the other projects receiving federal funds are those located in Cass, Lucas, Monroe, Harrison, and Buena Vista counties. In Cass County, a grant of $17,500 will be used to purchase a police vehicle with equipment for a canine officer. The canine vehicle will be used to deter the sale and misuse of illegal drugs, including opioids, and as a response vehicle on the scene of mental health or misuse situations. The canine vehicle will serve a population in the county of about 14,000. In Harrison County, the city of Pisgah will receive a $41,000 grant to purchase a used ambulance for the volunteer fire department and first responders. The ambulance is equipped with medical supplies, including reversal medication for opioid misuse incidents, and about 250 residents will be served there. Overall, the USDA is investing a little more than $10 million in 85 projects in 22 states to support opioid prevention, treatment, and recovery. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, President Trump says he's coming to Iowa soon to make an announcement. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Sources tell Radio Iowa President Trump will be in Council Bluffs on October 9th, and he is likely to announce the EPA will allow year-round sale of gasoline with a 15% ethanol blend. Trump mentioned his upcoming trip to Iowa as he announced some details of the new United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. Trump says the accord is a very big deal for farmers and exports of wheat, poultry, eggs, and dairy products, including ice cream, should increase to both neighboring countries. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst was among those who gathered Monday in the White House Rose Garden for the president's news conference, and Trump mentioned Ernst twice during his remarks. Well, tomorrow, Wednesday, October 3rd at 1:18 p.m. Central Daylight Time, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, and the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, will send a test wireless emergency alert, or WEA, message to nearly all wireless devices in the United States. This will be a test presidential alert tomorrow. You cannot turn off a presidential alert, nor can you opt out of the test either. If your phone is turned on within range of an active cell tower and whose wireless provider participates in the wireless emergency alert, your phone should be capable of receiving the message. This means just about every wireless phone near you during that time frame will receive the text message at 1:18 p.m., which will likely set off an audible alarm for a short time. None of the area emergency management agencies have anything to do with this test, and it doesn't involve the National Weather Service. Therefore, the test will not trigger the NOAA weather radios. If you'd like more information on the test presidential alert, you can go to the link under this same story on the news page at kjan.com. And Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a special guest speaker at her annual campaign fundraiser called Harvest Festival, scheduled for October 13th. Reynolds said the festival will be a family-oriented event celebrating, quote, the progress we are making across the state of Iowa. She's running for her first full term as governor against Democrat Fred Hubbell. The festival, which costs $50 per ticket, will feature live music, pumpkin decorating, balloon animals, and a barbecue. A three-hour event is scheduled to be held at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. our funeral announcements, Kim Lubeck, age 67 of Panora, died Thursday. Funeral services for Kim Lubeck will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Ruth Cavalt, age 95 of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Ruth Cavalt will be today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Wallace Ensley, age 86 of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died September 29th. Funeral services for Wallace Ensley will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Randy Ireland, age 62 of Lewis, died Friday. Memorial services for Randy Ireland will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Isabel Feldman, age 98 of Harlan, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Isabel Feldman will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's of the Assumption in Panama. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Sanbothy, age 84 of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Sanbothy will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Diane Roos, age 65 of Polk City, has died. Funeral services for Diane Roos will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Lutheran Church of Hope in West Des Moines. Dunn's Funeral Home in Des Moines is in charge of the arrangements. Henry Hank Holliday, age 87 of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Hank Holliday will be held Thursday at 1:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Robert Bob Hyman, age 87 of Atlantic, died September 12th. Graveside memorial services for Bob Hyman will take place at the National Veterans Cemetery in Omaha. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Richard Leland Thomas, age 79 of Guthrie Center, died September 14th. Memorial services for Richard Thomas will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Fairview Congregational Church in Stewart. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Earl Blunk, age 74 of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Earl Blunk will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Calvin Knopp, age 93 of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Calvin Knopp are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Linda Meyer, age 68 of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Linda Meyer are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.